Teaching is hard. I don't have to convince you of that. You experience it every day. And as teachers, we know how easy it is to be overwhelmed, how easy it is to lose our passion in the midst of just the day-to-day workload, and even how we can lose our joy and feel overwhelmed and frustrated by all the difficult things that are happening around us, in our schools, and in our classrooms. But as we start on this program, I really want to stop and just ask the question, is this even possible to teach uplifted, to teach with joy, with strength, with passion, with peace? I think too often we think that in order to have peace, joy, our circumstances somehow have to change. Our administration has to be more understanding. We need a better class of students, or our school needs to change some of its policies. But here's the thing. While we're going to be talking a lot in this program about things that we can change, there's a lot of things that we simply can't. But I do not believe that that means that we're limited in our joy, in our passion, in our zeal. And why do I think that? Because that's what Scripture says. Let me read a few verses to you. John 14:27, Jesus says, "My peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give it to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." You've heard this one in Matthew 11:28. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Philippians 4:7 says, "The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And in Isaiah 41:10, God says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. Yes, I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." Now here's the thing. As I was saying those verses, you're probably thinking, yeah, those are good scriptures. But here's my question, and I think the reality, is that too often, aren't we viewing these more theoretical than actual? They sound really great, and we believe them on some level, but they're almost like platitudes, things to make us feel good for a few minutes before the reality of life sets back in. But do you think that that's what these scriptures really are supposed to be? I don't believe that for a second. I believe these are real promises from God, and the reason that we often view them more as platitudes than actual promises is because we haven't experienced them in our own lives. We hear about God's rest, and we believe that somewhere in our mind, but the other half of our mind is like, yeah, but I'm not experiencing that rest. I'm exhausted. I don't have peace. I'm worried. I don't have joy right now. I'm frustrated. And so we wonder if these promises are really that. Maybe we would never even say that out loud. But somewhere deep within our heart, we've kind of sloughed off some of these verses. Like I said, they make us feel good for a minute, but we're not really claiming those promises. But I firmly believe that God wants us to experience this. And I've been realizing this incredibly as I've been reading two amazing books. One of them is the book we're going to be working through in our devotional study called A Christian Secret to a Happy Life by Hannah Whitel Smith. Another one is called Abide in Christ by Andrew Murray. And both of these have really opened my eyes to what is possible when we have a deep relationship with Christ. See, Christ came to heal all of our brokenness, to take away our fear, to fill us with peace in the midst of dire circumstances. And you see, the reason I'm bringing this up is because very little about this program is going to be about changing your circumstances. Yes, there are a few things we can do in that regard, and we're going to talk about them. But the core of this program is about understanding and embracing God's will for us, even in the midst of difficult circumstances. About finding joy and peace in Christ that surpasses all of our human understanding. You see, when we grasp this, when we can trust and have peace and joy despite our circumstances, despite what class we have, despite what our administration looks like, despite where we teach, despite how annoying our coworkers are, then we have no need to fear. We don't need to worry about future challenges or anything that's going to happen on a day-to-day basis because we know that God will see us through. At this point, you might be thinking, I don't know how to do that. And that's okay. First of all, that's why we've got 6 weeks together. But second of all, if you're thinking right now that you can't do that, I'm glad, because that's actually the first step in understanding that. And that is to realize that we cannot do this. It has to be God working in us. And that's what we're going to talk about next.